Once again, thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Keys, and this is Pastor Kevin Jones of the Kingdom Builders International Church. You can reach us at kevinjones@indy.rr.com. That is kevinjones@indy.rr.com. Excuse me, we're so delighted that you've tuned in for another weekly broadcast. And we've been dealing with prayer and one of the functions of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit operates in prayer. And we spoke a little bit last week regarding Romans chapter 8 and understanding that the Spirit helps us with our infirmities because we don't know what to pray for as we ought to. But we need the Holy Spirit to pray because the Holy Spirit prays according to the purpose and will of God. And because it prays according to the purpose and will of God, we understand that the Spirit is praying for God's divine destiny to come into our life. Well, we want to move on with this thought, and I want to read to you in the book of Jude in verse number 20. Again, we're talking about the importance of the Holy Spirit in prayer. Excuse me, because some are under the understanding that the Holy Spirit is only given to a certain class of people, whether they're Baptists, Methodists, Pentecostals, or what have you, and we have allowed denomination to rob us of our inheritance in the Scripture. Everything that is in the Bible belongs to the child of God. But notice what Jude says. He says, But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So he alludes here to the ability of the believer to be able to pray in the Holy Ghost. And what does that mean to pray in the Holy Ghost? Now, Paul talks a little bit about the Holy Spirit as it concerns one of the works of the Holy Spirit and what it helps us to do. And he talks in chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians. He says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Now, I must say here that what Paul is speaking here of the unknown tongue is different from the tongue on the day of Pentecost, which was the baptism of the Holy Spirit that the believer received once they believed, because the Bible said that they heard them speak with tongues and magnify and glorify the name of God in their own languages. So they were understanding the language. But here Paul says, when I'm praying and I'm speaking in tongues, he's saying that I'm speaking in an unknown language because I'm communicating to God. So he's not forbidding the speaking of tongues. He's saying that it has its proper place, and we need to examine that. He says, because you're speaking mysteries. He says, but he that prophesies speaketh unto men to the edification and exhortation. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. So let's see what the word is saying here. The word is not telling us not to speak in tongues. What the word is saying is that the proper place for the speaking in tongues is to edify ourselves in prayer as we pray, because we're edifying ourselves. And he uses the word here, edify. So one of the roles of the church or the Holy Spirit is to edify us when we are praying in tongues. And then as the Holy Spirit uses us to speak, we edify the church. Now, when we think in terms of edify, what does this word to edify mean when Paul begins to talk about it? It means to instruct, or to enlighten, or so as to encourage intellectual, moral, or spiritual improvement. So in other words, what the Spirit is doing when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, as Judas said, praying in the Holy Ghost, what you're doing is edifying and uplifting and instructing yourself in the Spirit to a greater spiritual level. Again, you're elevating for improvement, a greater moral and spiritual improvement. So as you pray in the Holy Spirit, then you're edifying yourself. You're edifying yourself because you're going to be dealing with various demons and various things that will come against you, and you need spiritual wisdom and spiritual fortitude to be able to understand what is going on in your life, to be able to understand how to deal with these issues, and to be able to understand how to handle the situation. So notice as you read on, and you should read the 14th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, notice what Paul says in verse number 14 of 1 Corinthians 14. He says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I pray with the Spirit and I pray with understanding also. So what Paul is saying here is that when I'm baptized with the Holy Spirit and as I pray in tongues, I pray in the Spirit, Paul says I pray with no understanding because it is the Spirit that is praying. It is Spirit talking to Spirit. It's your Spirit talking to the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God, remember, we read again, let us go back so that we can understand this concept, because Paul lets us know that we don't know what to pray for in Romans chapter number 8. Likewise, in verse 26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Okay, and he says, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, capital S, because it maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So as you pray without that understanding, as you pray in the Holy Ghost, you don't understand the words that are coming out of your mouth. But it is the Spirit of God that is taking over in prayer, because you don't know what to pray for as you ought to. So the Lord allows the Holy Spirit that you've been baptized with to begin to intercede on your behalf and on behalf of the church and behalf of what he's desired to do in your life. And so Paul says in verse number 14 that the Spirit begins to pray in an unknown tongue. He said it is your Spirit that is praying. Now, as your Spirit is praying, what are you doing? You're edifying yourself. You're building yourself up. What you need right now, you've been wondering, why have you been going through certain situations? You've been wondering where your spiritual strength is, and you've lost your zeal, and you've lost your mind to do the will of God, and it just seems like you're becoming complacent. It is because you need to edify yourself. You need to allow the Spirit of God to pray when you're in your prayer time. Allow him to take over, because it's like stopping at a spiritual filling station and allowing the Spirit to intercede on your behalf for the things of God. Now, what is interesting and what is very powerful, if we go back to Romans chapter number 8, as Paul begins this discourse, he says in verse 28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, and we spoke about this on last week, to them who are called according to his purpose. Notice in verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So what Christ is trying to do is he's trying to form Christ in you. He's trying to form this image, form you into the image of his Son. And so as you are being interceded for on behalf of the Holy Spirit has got your back. You don't have to worry about anything. As Matthew chapter 7 begins to tell us about seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. As you seek the righteousness of God, you don't have to begin to pray for yourself and the things that you need, because God's got your back. God knows exactly what you need, and he's going to take care of everything that you need. So you must begin to seek God and begin to look at what God has for you. So you must begin to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The Bible teaches us, and all things will be added unto you. So again, we must understand that we can't allow the enemy to stop us from receiving the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit has many works that he's working in our life. And if all we do is receive Christ and we're never filled with his Spirit, it is interesting that Jesus began to tell the disciples everything that they were going to do beginning at Jerusalem. But he told them before they cast out any devil, before they spoke or preached, before they did anything, he told them to go wait into Jerusalem until they be endued with power. The power was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When Paul is addressing the church at Corinth, he's addressing a body of believers that have been baptized in the Spirit of the Lord. You must begin to seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Spirit will bring about a power and an anointing in your life that when it will change your prayer life. It will elevate your prayer life. It's like putting your prayer life on steroids. It's like putting your prayer life on octane boost. When you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, and see, the enemy doesn't want you to pray pray in the Holy Ghost, because he knows that if you pray with your mind, you'll never be able to connect with God. Because when we pray with our mind, we search for words. We don't know what to say. We don't know how to say it. But the Spirit wants to lead you in prayer. The Spirit wants to teach you about prayer. You remember, even the disciples of Jesus said, "Lord, teach us to pray," because they didn't know how to pray. And so it is, the Bible clearly tells us, we don't know how to pray. We pray for money. We pray for cars. We pray for houses. We pray for all this material thing. And it may be that the Spirit of God wants you to have those things. But if he wants you to have them, it's all for the kingdom of God. It is not for your own personal gain just to say you can have it. I turn on the television. I see so many people bragging about what they have and what they've been given. But what are you doing with the things that you have for the kingdom of God? Are you sharing them? Are you utilizing them for the kingdom of God? Let me share this with you, brother and sister. Anything that God is giving you, he's not giving it just for your own enjoyment. Oh, I wish I had time to deal with it. But you remember in the gospel when the disciples had went out fishing one day and they came back and they were mending their nets. And Jesus told them, said, "Let me borrow your boat." And they said, "Lord, there's no fish out there. We've been out there." And he said, "Just go out and let me preach." And Jesus went out and preached. And he told them to launch out on the right side, for there's a great draught. And they said, "Lord, you're a carpenter. You know carpentry. But we're fishermen and we know fish. And at this time of the day, the fish are not biting. It's all over." But Jesus told them to launch out into the deep. The Bible said he told them to launch their nets, plural. But they only launched one net. The Bible said that when they launched the one net, that they had so many fish that their nets begin to break, and all the boats around them had to come and join in on the harvest. What am I trying to tell you? When God blesses you, it's not just for you, it's for somebody else to enjoy the blessing of God. So when God opens up a door for you, you've got to be in the right frame of mind, and that takes the Spirit to lead us and to guide us and to put us in the right frame of mind so that we will do the things that God has called us to do. So that when God blesses your business and you become a multimillionaire, you won't just sit on it yourself, but you'll bless somebody in the kingdom. You'll turn around and teach somebody else how to become a millionaire. When God heals your body, you won't just brag about it, but you'll go tell people what Jesus did, and you'll go about healing other people that are sick with the same disease that you have. When God delivers your children, you won't just rejoice with your children, but you'll rejoice when somebody else's child has been brought out of darkness into this marvelous light. Well, our time is up once again, and we are prayerfully asking God to extend our time. And the only way we can make this happen is if you become partners with us here at Kingdom Builders International on Kingdom Keys Radio Broadcast. If you would email me at kevinjones@indy.rr.com. That's kevinjones@indy.rr.com. I will give you information on becoming partners with this ministry, and we can continue to carry the gospel around the world, and we can extend our time so that we can have ample time to share the good news of Jesus Christ. I want you to remember something. We are Kingdom Builders International Church, and we are building the kingdom of God one soul at a time. May God bless you and smile upon you in Jesus' name.